living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
You want me to cover up this lumber, Mr. Douglas?
What for?
It makes the rest of the house look worse than it is. If that's possible.
That's funny. Give me a hand here, will you?
Yes, sir. You really going to rebuild this house?
Yep, that's why I'm pulling a stump out. I'm going to extend the house out about this far.
Power, Mr. Douglas.
I am!
Go ahead and say it, Mr. Douglas.
That won't be necessary. I am perfectly capable of controlling my...
Oh, you dirty...
What happened?
Oh, I was trying to pull this stump out. I got the tractor going and the rope tight like...
Well, why didn't you do it that way instead of ruining the tractor?
Oh, wait till I see that Haney.
Well, morning, Mr. Douglas, Miss Douglas.
Mr. Haney, look at that tractor.
What's the matter with it?
It came apart while I was trying to pull up that little tree stump.
Well, you got it up, didn't you?
I pulled it up by hand.
Well, you should have done it that way before you ruined the tractor.
That's what I said.
I know what you said.
Well, he said the same thing.
I don't care who said it. Mr. Haney, you sold me a defective tractor.
No, sir, it's not a defective. It's a Hoyt Cladwell.
Yeah, a defective has bigger wheels in the front.
And Ab... Isn't there anything you got to do?
No, sir.
Then do it! Mr. Haney, that tractor is the last thing you are ever going to sell me.
Yeah, but...
I don't even want to talk to you.
Oh, Mrs. Douglas, I'm sorry this had to happen in front of you. Such a beautiful and delicate lady.
Why, thank you.
Doggone, you're prettier than a little red wagon going up a steep hill.
Oh, please, Seth, don't... What does that mean? Huh? That thing about a little red wagon going up a steep hill, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's just one of them things that you city folks expect us country folks to say. Oh, Mrs. Douglas, every time I see you, it reminds me of a speckled hen sitting under...
Oh, come on!
A speckled hen sitting under what?
A little green wagon.
Oh, isn't that charming?
That doesn't make any more sense than a little red wagon going down a steep hill.
Up the hill. If you're gonna say them right, or everybody will know you're from the city. Mrs. Douglas, I've got your wallpaper on the truck.
But we didn't order any wallpaper from you, Mr. Haney.
You will when you see what I've got.
We don't want to see it.
Oh, well, darling, we need some wallpaper anyhow, and it doesn't hurt to look.
Mrs. Douglas, you're as thoughty as a bluebird flying over a tumble-down yeller barn.
All right, we'll look at your wallpaper.
And this pattern is called Winter's Dream.
Winter's Dream?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you dream about during the winter.
Might be the kind of thing you dream about, not me.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't like this.
Well, how about camels at the waterhole?
Oh,
no, I don't like this either.
I have to agree with you. I like the water hole, but the camels don't do anything for me. How about doctor's waiting room?
No.
It's real practical. You can sit anywhere in the room and test your own eyes.
There's nothing wrong with my eyes.
Well, then I can't understand why you don't like winter's dreams. Now, ain't that a pretty pattern, Mrs. Douglas?
That's the one we got on there now.
I don't like it. Well, I'm afraid, Mr. Haney, you haven't got anything that appeals to us.
Well, you don't have to make any snap judgment. Leave them up a week. Live with them. You might learn to like one of them.
I doubt it.
Well, like they say, learning to like wallpaper is like pushing a purple straw hat through a keyhole.
Pushing a purple straw hat through a...
Don't try to figure it out.
We're pulling into Hooterville, Mrs. Douglas.
That's the best news I've had since we left Pixley.
Hooterville, all ashore that's going ashore. Mrs. Douglas, where are you?
I'm right here.
Mrs. Douglas, passengers are not allowed in the baggage compartment.
They shouldn't be allowed anywhere else in this train either. It's a menace to life and limb.
Enjoy your train ride, Mrs. Douglas.
Train? How dare you call this liver shaker a train?
Yeah?
Keep your grimy hands to yourself.
This to your son?
Yes. I sent him a wire to meet me here. I wonder where he is.
He's a nice fella. Folks around here sure like him.
Then why did they let him buy that horrible farm?
The Haney place? Oh, it's not so bad.
Is there some place I can get a taxi?
Yes, ma'am.
Where?
And Pixley, would you like to ride back with us?
I wouldn't get back on that horrible thing for all the money in the world. Where's Hooterville?
We're right there behind that billboard.
That?
All right, Floyd, let's get rolling.
Nice having you aboard, ma'am.
Mr. Douglas, Mrs. Douglas, doggone, you look as pretty as a green wagon going up a steep hill.
Red wagon.
Oh, I always said green.
No, the green wagon is where the pickled hen is sitting under.
Oh, a speckled hen.
Yeah, but she's not sitting under a green wagon. She's hopping up and down on a hot silo. A speckled hen.
Could I get some information?
Well, quick as a slow rabbit chasing a...
Please, please.
Oh, sure.
Mr. Drucker, do you have some wallpapers?
Oh, I got a sample book right here. And now, what'd you want to know?
How can I get my tractor fixed?
What kind is it?
Hoyt Clagwell.
Oh, excuse me. I haven't heard that name in 40 years, since Hoyt busted up with Clagwell. You see, Mrs. Clagwell couldn't get along with Mrs. Hoyt, so the two fellers...
Look, I just want to get some parts from a tractor. I don't want the family history.
Look, darling, winter's dream.
Oh, no, that's Paradise Lost. This here is winter's dream.
No, that is camels at the waterhole.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, this is an eye chart. I use this for giving driving tests.
Why, Mr. Haney called this doctor's waiting room.
Haney? Has he been trying to sell you this wallpaper?
Yes.
Well, doggone him, I've got the exclusive selling rights on this line in the valley.
Mr. Drucker, about my Hoyt Clagwell.
Oh, yeah. When Mr. Hoyt busted up with Mr. Clagwell on account of their wives couldn't get along...
I just want to know where I can get it fixed.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. After Hoyt and Clagwell split up because their wives couldn't get along, Hoyt went into the wax fruit business. He made the realest-looking persimmons you ever seen. And Clagwell...
Mr. Drucker, where can I get my tractor fixed?
Darling, if you stop interrupting Mr. Drucker, he'll tell you.
Right. Like I said, Hoyt went into the waxed fruit business, and Clagwell went over at the county seat. I got one of his cards here somewheres. Oh, Sue Ann Bedlington. If you ever need a good blacksmith, she's great. It's a coincidence, Tony Webster. He used to do all of Hoyt's persimmon painting. Hey, how about this? Here's a letter for you and Mrs. Douglas.
Oh. May we have it?
Oh, just a second. Like to keep things official.
Thanks. But, darling, it's from Mother.
Why didn't you deliver this?
Is that an official inquiry?
Yes.
Well, sir, this is a Class D1 post office, and that means it's part post office and part general store, and a Class D1 don't have to deliver mail or groceries. Any other questions?
No.
Oliver, Mother sent our furniture.
Oh, when is it supposed to get here?
Wednesday.
That's today.
But shouldn't we be home when it arrives?
Darling, do you realize what you just said? You said, shouldn't we be home? That's the first time you've called our place home since we've been here.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. Say it again.
Let's go home.
Oh, doggone it. You two remind me of a pair of lovesick cuckoos flying over a load of Monday wash.
Hello? Hello, operator. I want the Haney place. I want to talk to...
Hello?
Why aren't you here at the station to meet me? Didn't you get my telegram?
Who is it?
It's Mother.
Ma? You sure don't sound like you, Ma.
Well, it doesn't sound like you either. Who is this?
Who is this?
I want to speak to Oliver Douglas.
Oh, well, he don't live here.
Well, isn't this the Haney place?
That's right.
Well, where is Oliver?
He's at the Haney place.
But I thought you just said this was the Haney place.
Well, this is the new Haney place. Now, what you want is the old Haney place. You see, I used to live at the old Haney place, but I sold it to your son.
Oh, you worthless no good.
It's been nice talking to you, too.
Hello, operator. You gave me the wrong number. I want the old Haney place. They don't have a phone?
Excuse me, could I get at the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Just a moment. I believe that's my dime.
Can you identify it?
Oh, no.
You gotta have a stronger case than that. You one of them lady drummers?
Am I a what?
Lady traveling salesman.
No, I am not.
I guess you're a little too old for that sort of thing.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a second. I wonder if you could help me.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm trying to get to the Haney place.
Old one or the new one?
The old one.
Well, that's the one that Douglas has got suckered into buying. You know, she's real nice, but he's kind of strange.
He is my son.
Oh, well, I guess that accounts for it. Could I give you a lift?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I got a car right around the corner here.
Oh, what about my bags?
Oh, I wouldn't leave them there. The couch goes in the kitchen. The refrigerator goes right here.
No, darling, we're not putting the couch in the kitchen. It goes in here. And the refrigerator goes in the kitchen.
And the dishwasher?
Yes.
Well, got the whole thing solved. We're going to put the stove in the bedroom. Everything is going to fit perfectly. It's going to be beautiful.
If it ever gets here.
It will.
It's getting late. I wonder where it is.
Furniture for me?
Well, this is the Haney place, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, the lady that sent it said to be sure to tell you good luck.
Well, wasn't that nice of her? Is it all paid for?
Oh, sure.
No charges?
Nope.
Well, bring it in. I wonder which one of my feminine admirers sent me this.
Hello? you stopping for?
I get my breath. When you said car, I thought you meant automobile.
If I'd have had an automobile, I'd have said automobile. Keep pumping.
Why do I have to pump?
Somebody has to steer.
Why can't I steer?
You got a hand car license?
No, of course not.
Keep pumping.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas. Did your furniture get here yet?
No, not yet. My wife is all upset. I want to call my mother in New York and find out exactly when they promised to deliver it. Could I use your phone?
Well, I really don't think you ought to do that.
Oh, I intend to pay you.
Oh, it isn't that, Mr. Douglas. It's just that I better put the call through for you. Any long-distance call farther in Pixley and Sarah goes all to pieces. Hello, and Sarah? Sam, are you sitting down? Well, you better. Now, get a firm grip on your plugs. I got a long-distance call to New York. Hello? Sarah? She'll come to in a minute. Hello? Hello?
Pardon me, Mac. Is there a good mechanic around here?
A mechanic? I really don't know. Ask Mr. Drucker here.
My moving van broke down. It's a lucky thing it happened after we delivered the furniture.
The furniture?
Yeah, we brought a load out from New York.
New York? Was there a leopard skin couch and a glass table with red chairs?
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Ah, at last. Oh.
Sarah, you better cancel that New York call. No, don't cry. He'll make another one someday.
Lisa, open the door.
Right away.
How does it look? Does it fit? Where is it?
Where is what?
A furniture.
Well, where is it?
It's here.
Where?
Well, I just talked to the moving man at Mr. Drucker's store. Said he delivered it. Who's this?
You looking for this?
No, I got...
I just dropped by. I wondered if you made any decision about the wallpaper.
We're not interested in wallpaper. We're interested in furniture.
Mr. Douglas, this is your lucky day. I got some furniture that was just made for this place. An unknown lady friend sent it to me.
I told you, I am not going to buy anything else from you.
It's a shame. It fits beautifully.
No.
Nice leopard skin couch, red velvet chairs, glass table. And...
Don't you understand simple English? I don't want a leopard skin couch and red velvet chairs and a glass table, and that's our furniture.
Yours?
Yes. How did you get it?
Well, this fella come to the door and...
I don't care how you got it. I want it.
Well, I don't want to keep anything that don't rightly belong to me. Just send your truck over for it and you can...
I haven't got a truck.
Oh? I got a truck. Let's see, it'll take about 4 trips at $6 a trip, plus storage charges. Get it!
Hold it, as far as we go. Get off here.
Well, you might give me a hand.
Oh. I remember. You take the path straight across.
Mr. Carson, I have been on African safaris, mountain climbing trips in Switzerland, and I have floated down the Amazon.
Yeah, but you ain't crossed Newt Kiley's pasture with a mad bull chasing you. Remember, you bear to the right till you come to the forks.
Thank you. You've been a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, so have you.
Here's the first load, Mr. Douglas.
Lisa, our furniture's here.
I'm sorry this happened.
Oh, I'll bet you are.
Well, it was an honest mistake. These fellows got the new Haney place and the old Haney place mixed up. Second time it happened today.
You mean you got something else meant for me?
Just a phone call from your mother.
My mother?
Yeah, she called this morning from the Hooterville station.
Oh, what did she say?
I wouldn't care to repeat it.
Why didn't you tell me that this morning?
Well, I was busy. These fellows was moving furniture into my house.
Darling, did you know that Mother was coming?
No. She should have sent a telegram or something.
The poor darling, she must have been sitting at the station all day.
You want me to go get her? It'll only cost you 75 cents.
No. Lisa, you go and pick up Mother. Get Eb to drive you. I'll help Mr. Haney unload the furniture.
Mother!
You find her?
No.
Mrs. Mother! Mrs. Mother! She isn't here.
No. Strange. I wonder where she could be.
See here. Don't you think you can intimidate me? Go on, scat!
Where's Mother?
I don't know. We looked all over Hootersville and we couldn't find her.
Oh. Well, if I know my mother, she probably got back on the train and went back to New York.
Darling, don't you think we should look for her?
Oh, no. Don't worry about Mother. She knows how to take care of herself. Come on. I want to show you something. I've got all the furniture in.
You have?
Yeah. Close your eyes. All right. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
It looks better with them closed.
Perfect. Needs a little rearranging.
Oliver, don't you see?
The kitchen. Wait till you see the kitchen. Well? What do you think?
If I tell you, you only get mad.
I just stuck everything around, you know, just to give you an idea of what it's going to look like.
You gave me an idea. Let's go back to New York.
Now, Lisa.
What is this doing here?
Oh. Well, I thought in case you got tired cooking, you might like to lie down.
This goes into the bedroom.
The bedroom? Almost forgot. Come on, come on, come on. Where do you see this? This will make you feel better. No more sleeping on Mr. Haney's cots. How about this? Oh, there's plenty of room.
Well, how do I get to my dresses?
Follow me. If you please. Well, easy. Huh?
Where are my trunks?
In the bathroom.
But where are the clothes which were in it?
In the closet.
How do I get them out?
You open the closet door. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I,
What was that?
Eb!
Yes, sir.
What's that racket?
Oh, that's new Kylie's bull. Sounds like he found himself a new girlfriend.
You go away, you nasty beast, or I'll give your name to my butcher.
Lisa, you know what that bull is saying to his girlfriend?
No, what?
He's saying, you're as pretty as a little steep wagon going down a red hill, pushing a purple speckled hen through a load of wash.
That doesn't make any sense.
Love never does.
Thank you.
today's presentation, darling?
Thank you.